Women in Agriculture, hello there, and welcome to Tennessee Home and Farm Radio. I'm Amy Beckham.
We're here at Tennessee State University for a National Women in Agriculture meeting to promote women's involvement in agriculture.
Amanda Robertson, Farm Service Agency Beginning Farmer Regional Consultant, attended a Women in Agriculture meeting recently where women gathered for networking opportunities and additional insight.
The National President of Women in Agriculture is here, and she's trying to get more people to come together to establish chapters across the state. There's actually one here in Nashville, and they're looking to branch out to other parts of the state to just get more involvement for women so they can come together. Networking is very important, showing support to one another.
With more than 29,000 women farmers working hard across the volunteer state, it's safe to say they're valuable, and FSA understands it's vital to reach out to them specifically.
USDA strongly supports women in agriculture for the Farm Service Agency. There are many incentives and priorities that go along for our female farmers. For example, in funding processes, oftentimes women are funded prior to a male who has been farming for 20 years, so we offer those incentives to try to encourage our women to become involved in production agriculture because they are needed out in the field, in the farm.
Robertson also says she has seen women take on several leadership positions within FSA and strives to encourage other women farmers to get involved as well.
We, you know, support women becoming involved in committees, in organizations. The Farm Service Agency has a county committee in every county office that helps to run the everyday operation of that Farm Service Agency on making decisions. We like to have a diverse county committee. Oftentimes, the females are the advisors for that committee, so we encourage that. So we're always looking for ways to support and involve our female farmers.
For Tennessee Home and Farm Radio, I'm Amy Beckham.